You're listening to Rowan Radio On Demand. Download more podcasts at rowanradio.com.
The following program does not represent the views or opinions of the staff or administration of Rowan University or Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM.
Greetings and Stanley Yell for the American Dream. We're here from my guests, Bill Peters and Valia Hassan, when we return.
This is WGLS Rowan Radio.
And welcome again to the American Dream. I'm your host, Stanley Yell. Today we have, we have a bunch of people here, but two of my most special people, one I've known but never known. You know, that's how I have to say it, Bill. You know, because
I understand
you're kind of part of the family.
It's a family thing, right?
Yeah, it is. And of course, with Valia Hassan here on my side, we can't ask for a bigger family, better family. Yay! Valia's back.
Oh yeah.
How you doing, Valia?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, push this up a little bit. Make sure that you talk right into that little thing there. It's called a microphone. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay. I'm going to start by asking Bill to introduce himself because you've been on the show a few times, maybe many. But it's always special when you do come. Bill, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience? Give them a little bit of background about who you are and what you do.
How much time do I have?
Oh, gee, man, you got to. We're doing the super condensed version.
Okay, well,
just 1 minute.
1 minute?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's rough. I think I took about half of it already, right?
Counting down.
But anyway, my name is William S. Peters, Sr., and I'm a writer. I've been writing since 1966, committed to writing poetry and prose since 1966. I'm a publisher, which I started the publishing business formally in 2011, and it's Inner Child Press International, www.innerchildpress.com, we publish globally. We publish writers and poets from all over the world, and so that's who we are. That's pretty much who I am. That's my life these days. Mm-hmm. And Valia, the beautiful Valia Hassan, is...
Well, you don't have to talk about her. She can talk about herself.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I just want to give her a shout-out.
No, go ahead.
She's part of our publishing. We also have with us Julia Yilmaz, who is Valia's editor and also the director of editing, for Inner Child Press, and also my beloved. So let me say it that way. So, so that's pretty much the condensed version.
Oh, well, I'd like the condensed version, but I like the shout-outs. I mean, that made the show even more special, because that's what the show is all about. Yeah. The love, man, the love.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And if it might do one more shout-out. Shout-out to all the authors at Inner Child Press. We're grateful to have you a part of us. Shout-out to the Poetry Posse, who Valia is a part of, and it's a collection of poets from all over the world, and we publish an anthology. One per month, and we've been doing so since January of 2014. It was only supposed to be a year type thing where we made a pact with Jamie Bond that we were going to publish a book a month, and we're now in our fifth year, of publishing, and featuring poets from all over the world, offering their things. And we do a lot of anthologies too, like Aleppo, Kurdish voices, and Iraqi voices, and Palestine, and whatever. So we try to remain socially conscious, aiming towards humanity. And that's how Valia and I hooked up.
Yeah. Oh, good deal. Okay, Valia, everybody knows you? They should know you, right? Everybody wave your hand. Yeah. Anyway.
No, not everybody. Yeah, my name is Valia Hassan. I grew up in Iraq, and I started write poetry and published my first book in 1991. And it was its name Because I'm a Girl. Then right now I publish a 21st book, and this is my special book because I wrote that in English language. My work, I write novel and stories and poetry, and almost my book they are published for 16 language, and I'm doing great reading. I'm so busy doing reading here and there, and I Yeah, that's what I do every day.
Well, that's exactly right. That's what you do every day, and I can attest to that. Now, you're both here, you know, for special reasons, at least in my eye. I am a writer and a publisher, so, and the arts are kind of always been a part of my life throughout my life, so anytime I can get creative folks at the table, it's, to me, the, you know, the sky's open, the lights come on, and we go boom, you know what I mean? Awesome. Things have to happen. But I want you to kind of tell me, Bill, you know, this show's called The American Dream, so okay. I want you to tell me exactly what your American Dream is, and we're going to jump to Phalia, and then we're going to take it from there, because you have some things to share. I know they're a little special.
That's a tough question for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, if I talk about The American Dream, you know, I would like to be a full participating part of it. And as you know, there's a lot of things going on here in America. And we're not going to get into the politics, but, you know, the things that are going on are seem to be taking America further away from our humanity. I'm concerned about that, not only just in America, but on a global basis. Our motto for Inner Child Press is building cultural bridges of understanding. I've traveled extensively in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, Africa, and one of the things I found out that impacted me in a prolific sense was that we have little or no understanding of other cultures. The things that we are fed through media, and that bothers me spiritually, you know, and I've been bothered spiritually since I was a kid, looking at the differences in how different cultures or people or religions were treated. And so that has become our life work, you know. Our main things that we publish is usually poetry because it's less invasive, you know, as opposed to a narrative or, you know, things of that nature, because poetry leads it to be interpretive. But we found it integrally important to bring voices from other lands to the West, and hopefully people read. That's a challenge, though, as you know, to get people to read and understand cultures. And that's why Phalia and I, you know, connected, because the first project we did together was Iraqi Voices, because, you know, with what has happened over the last couple of decades in Iraq, which America had a large part or hand in, you know, there's a lot of things going on that the general public, the general American public, do not know of. And I had the opportunity to hear Phalia's story, you know, in the past, and, you know, it's moving. You know, I won't use the word tragic, but there's a lot of tragedy. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things that are trying our humanity. And one of the things that, you know, affect me the most is the indifference, you know, that we see that is so profound in the general public and societies, you know, not just here, but also in, you know, other lands. So I don't know if that answered the question.
I think I got it.
Okay.
I mean, how about you?
Give me a chance to talk, I'm going to talk.
Well, we have to line you up your own trail. That's what that means.
Okay.
We can go for a series. Maybe bring you back every once in a while.
Okay.
You know, whatever it takes.
I'm with you.
No, I think your message was appropriate. The answer was appropriate. I think it's fair. And I appreciate it, really. Really do.
Thank you.
Phalia, of course, you're here in America for how many years now?
6 years.
Oh, so you've been here a while.
Yeah.
You know what a McDonald's is and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you don't eat that stuff a whole. No, forget that. There's why I go, oh, no, you didn't say that. But no, you like homemade. I mean, you eat all that fresh food.
Yes, and, yeah, of course. I don't like to eat anything from, you know, someone can make it for me, because I, you know, I worry about clean. That's it. I like to make my food by myself.
Of course, it's the way to do things.
And I like to eat healthy stuff. Yeah.
But I know we have had a lot of conversations about your experiences in your homeland and your experiences here, and you seem to have a greater appreciation even of some of the people that are here than of this country. Why don't you talk about that?
Right now I like to be here in America because it's quiet, it's clean, and especially the place I live right now. It's for me, it's a small, quiet, and it has some peaceful on it. Mm-hmm. That you know, in it, and I think when I feel I am in. Not in dangerous, I can create more and I can work more, I can put myself in good position, and that's what I'm looking for. That's why, you know, I hope if everything, like even for my dream to have a solution for all these trouble and bad things going on here, going on in the world. And I hope the peace can cover all the world.
You know, I always appreciate it when you reflect on where you are right now, because you told me the stories, I've read the stories. Yeah. And it's nice to hear you say that you had that freedom, that peace to be creative, because you got to have that, really.
Yeah, especially when I was in my country and in Iraq. I think it's not, especially for a woman, there is no real freedom for women. Mm. You know, the woman control her life controlled by the man. Mm. First of all, she is supposed to control by her father, mm-hmm. her brother, then her husband. Mm-hmm. There is no way she can have her freedom. But here, I saw the woman has all these freedoms and they are controlled in life, and that's something I like to do.
Oh, yeah. So you're putting out every book every 2 days now, huh?
2 days?
Oh, okay. All right. Three.
Maybe.
All right. you have your new book.
Yes.
All right. You want to talk about the book and maybe give it a read before we can take a break? I mean, you want to
do that? Yeah, but I like if Mr. Bill can, talk a little bit about my book, too.
Okay, that's fine.
Because he's a publisher. Okay. And Ms. Hoye, I appreciate her edit, and I love her so much.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
For taking all these work, and she edit my book. Yeah.
I want to just make sure she has time to read. So
okay. Basically, this is the book Breakfast for Butterflies, and I first got to start off by giving you some insight. We fought, Lehi and I, over concept, you know, cover concept, and you know, title. Because, you know, our job, I feel, you know, is to represent her in the best light. Just to mention, one of the issues that always arises is translation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Leah's now writing in English. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's different contexts in languages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So thank God for Hoya, who did the editing and the communication back and forth. Because, you know, once I get it, I give it to her. I don't really do too much except argue with Leah about it. But, you know, it's a great book. It's insightful, you know. And from my perspective, it's a book of contemplation of Leha, reflecting on her experientialness, so to speak, while feeding these butterflies every morning for breakfast, you know. So very, very appropriate title, very catchy title. And like I said, we fought over what the cover is going to be, you know, but I think we wound up with something that represents her very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone would take the time to read some of her poetry, you know, you cannot help but empath, you know, her life, mm-hmm. you know, because I, you know, when I talk about for Leha and her experiences, or when she talks to me about it, or when I was in Palestine or Lebanon, you know, I don't know these things. We don't experience these things here in America as to what they have seen with the war, the bombs, the killings, the deaths, you know, people going off to war and never coming back. We've had Vietnam and a couple other things, but, you know. So, that's as much as I should say, but let me put it back in your hands.
Okay, thank you.
You know, so you can share your poetry.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I don't want you to get caught up in the middle of something. So you got a few minutes, maybe.
Okay.
Before we take a break.
Yeah. Okay, the Breakfast for Butterfly, this is my favorite book because, first of all, I wrote that in English language, and then it's about my experience with war and all these horrible situations. I will read one poem. It's called Scarf. Do not be scared of me. I'm not an alien coming from space, hiding its horrible sensors under its hood. I'm not here to attack you. No, don't be scared. I'm not a female spider hiding in her web, trying to web your body with my silken thread. I'm not a barbaric woman just dance on the drums of death. I'm a woman like you, smiling like you, walking on my feet like you, crying, laughing, dreaming, and singing like you. The difference between us is in the war I lost so many. It's scarf, my scarf. See it, touch it, feel it. Do not let it cover your mind from seeing the real truth. Thank you.
Awesome.
Very good. Very good. You know, everybody that I've known to hear you speak is always captivated by your speaking, the emotion. And she always tends to question it, but we always get great reviews. I don't know why she's questioning when she gets great reviews. Yeah, there's always a lot in your poetry, and I do hope that people can appreciate it and would come out and support you wherever you are and get your books. Bill, what do you have to say about that particular piece?
Well, you know, again, what I was insinuating earlier, it provides insight. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that all too often here in the West, we dehumanize, you know, people that are not like us or not from here. As we are experiencing of late, this Islamophobia, you know, the thing with the, you know, the people south of our border in Mexico, this wall conversation, you know, and then even inside our proposed walls with Canada, Mexico, we have a lot of turmoil going on here. And it comes from people not having conversation, people not sitting down at the table and having dialogue to realize, just like Flea always said, I'm like you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like you. It doesn't matter my religion, the color of my skin, the accent I have. I am just like you.
Yeah.
And if we, you know, ascribe to this, we are creation theory. Obviously, we've all been created by the same, through the same formula, you know, the same equation. And, you know, some people just get caught up in the secular things or the empirical things and forget that.
Okay, I appreciate that, Bill. And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back after this.
And welcome back to The American Dream. I now present to you Beyond the Barriers with Stanley L.
Whether you're raising a family, advancing a career, building a business on a mission from God, victory lies beyond the barriers. We are conquerors. Conquerors of all the discord and destruction that exist. But we must remember this. Many, many times we have won against the odds. We have conquered many limitations, one after another. Knowing this, we must reflect on the feeling we experienced when we stood up on our own 2 feet to face a thing and conquered it. The key is to remember. Remember the moments when you have overcome any obstacle and the feeling of being raised above it. It was the feeling of dominion over the thing conquered that yielded the victory. We have had this power since childhood. It was nothing for us to learn to walk, talk, learn mathematics or read. With each new experience, we moved onward and upward, almost never looking back. We did look upward, and with eager determination. Not once did we see the barrier, but we did see the freedom. We felt the ability to rise above whatever stood before us. God gave us dominion over the creatures of the earth. After creating us in his own image, it is the feeling of his power, the feeling of his dominion, that compels us upward. I am the strength that carries the power to move forward steadily through all experiences, whatever they may be, and to remain joyous and uplifted, filled with peace and harmony at all times, by the glorious presence which I am.
The American Dream, reality, on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM, with host Stanley L.
I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies, everywhere, forever.
The first principle of liberty states, the only reliable basis for sound government and just human relations is natural law.
And that concludes the American Dream. I'd like to thank you, our listeners, for sharing your time and attention. I'd like to thank our wonderful guests. Of course, my dear, 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 dear friend, Faliha Hassan, and my dear, dear, dear friend, Bill. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. I want you to do a couple of things for us. So you have okay. Some closing words, some shout-outs, some dates coming up, some books coming. Yeah, what's going on?
Okay. The first thing I want to mention is...
Get that microphone in front of your mouth there.
Okay. The first thing I want to mention is that I don't know if everybody's aware, but we're going to make them aware. InterChop Press, in the past, we've had two previous Pulitzer Prize nominees, which I am one. But this year, coming 2019, we're so proud that Faliha Hassan is a Pulitzer Prize nominee. You know, so we're rooting for her, you know, and, you know, wish her best luck. But it's very esteemed just to be nominated. You know,
so. It's esteemed just to be by her. Rub some of this on us.
Yeah, and as far as dates come up, we've got a couple minutes. In July, Julia and I will be journeying first to Jordan, and I'm going to be the first non-Arab speaker and presenter at the Jarish Poetry Festival.
Nice.
You know, so that's an honor. And from there, we'll be going to Palestine and filming a documentary, and we have a book tour for one of my books. So we'll be doing that speaking book tour. And then from there, we have a book launch in Tunisia. And then we'll be taking the boat to Morocco. And then we go to the Poetry Festival in Kosovo. And then we'll be touring Kosovo, Macedonia, the Balkans, Montenegro, and those particular type of places. So we're excited about that.
Okay, good. All right, Faliha, last words, quick.
I have so many reading poetry coming. And I think Friday I will do poetry and festival poetry reading in Philadelphia.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to close up with this, and this is Dr. Stanley L. for the American Dream on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM. God bless you, and have a victorious week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's an honor.
American, the beautiful, we need you now. America, the beautiful, don't you let us down. Make sure that freedom rings, don't let it be just a dream. And do it for what is right,
For freedom there is a price to pay. A price to pay. For your freedom, a price to pay. I'm not afraid to die.